Welcome to our 23rd SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassidy here, and we hope you're keeping well. We've just about recovered from World Book Day yesterday, which was such great fun. And so on to pupil success. Congratulations to the pupils who were very worthy recipients of the St. David Prize for the 1st of March. They, like daffodils, are cheerful and vibrant and enrich their year group, and we're very proud of them. Well done to Tiara Lilly in 7U, to Ileana in 7S, to Olivia in 7S, to Miriam in 8S, to Juliana in 8T, to Shanuli in 8U, to Alicia in 9T, to Poppy in 9L, to Karina in 9A, to Gully in 10S, Fatima in 10U, and Michelle in 10L, to Carol in 11U, to Sophia in 11A, and Evie in 11A, to year 12, Anasha in 12L, to Cara in 12T, to Amy in 12A, and then on to Kate in 13L, Gracie in 13T, and to Shannon in 13S. Very well done to the very worthy winners of the St. David Prize, nominated by their heads of year. Congratulations to the winner of the quiz on politics, art and libraries, including our own Library of Birmingham. Well done to Kitty from 7A for her absolutely superb research skills and excellent ability to problem solve under time pressure. Congratulations to Lara in 12S and Chinny in 12P, who were deservedly awarded the St. Chad Prize for excellent efforts and progress in their A-level philosophy, ethics and religious studies. Well done to Isabel in 11P, nominated by her English teacher, Mr. Bassam, for a beautiful hardback copy of Persuasion by Jane Austen. A great accolade to Isabel's literary potential. And so on to school events. We were thrilled to welcome Steve Camden, an author from Birmingham, to lead workshops with Year 7 on creative writing. Year 7 were absolutely brilliant and really engaged in the whole process wonderfully well. Hopefully it has inspired our next author from Birmingham, who will be an SPG. As you may remember, our wonderful GCSE students of Spanish had the opportunity to have lunch and a visit to Don Quixote to enrich their understanding of Spanish culture. They're now going to share their insights.
Hola, me llamo Miriam.
Hola, me llamo Victoria, and we are here today to talk about how the Spanish trip was.
As the day began, we started to go to a Spanish restaurant. It was a nice restaurant and it felt very authentic.
As we got to the restaurant, we were presented with popular Spanish tapas. Tapas is a small, varied plates of food served throughout Spain.
So the tapas that we had for choice was tortilla de patatas, croquetas de bacalao, paella, and the best dessert in the entire world of Spain was churros con chocolate. It was very delicious.
After we ate our Spanish tapas, we went to the Hippodrome to watch the ballet show called Don Quixote, which is one of the most important Spanish novels worldwide. It was a good ballet performance and it was exceptionally talented and inspirational.
The ballet performance centers on the love story of Kateri and Basilio, a young couple whose romance is threatened by her father, who wants her to marry a rich nobleman. But in the end, the father accepts the young couple's marriage.
What I liked about the trip was that it was very cultural to see the ballet show and eat traditional Spanish food and experience many Spanish cultural things.
What I also liked about the ballet performance was it was a very complex, it was good, and how the performance were acting with every part was good. I really enjoyed it.
Overall, the trip was a success and it was worth it. We are very grateful we had the opportunity to go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adios.
Adios.
Muchas gracias to our Year 10 for that update, and great thanks to Miss Esposito and to Miss Short for organising this wonderful experience for Year 10. We had Deep Learning Day on Tuesday for Years 7 to 12, as Year 13 are doing their PPEs. It was such a dynamic experience for the girls, in which they could explore ideas in a creative and meaningful depth. Year 7 were involved in a forensic science day that involved them trying to solve the mystery of the headless nun using various scientific techniques. Year 8 had a day entitled Novas Fronteras, which allowed them to embrace Spanish culture, including planning and presenting their own visit to a European country. Year 9 had two themes. One half took part in performing arts beyond the curriculum, which included a session on African drumming. The other half of the year group looked at festivals of freedom, which will prove valuable for the Judaism part of their GCSE studies next year. Year 10 had their retreat and had the invaluable input from Rise Theatre, as well as the opportunity to have an examination of conscience and the sacrament of confession. Some of Year 11 visited the Globe Theatre in London to see Romeo and Juliet. It was just wonderful, and unlike the last time, they were not groundlings. The rest of Year 11 developed their mathematical understanding, including looking at its potential role in their future. Year 12 had a Next Steps Day, preparing them for UCAS, employment and apprenticeships by developing their oracy skills to help them prepare for their future interviews for Oxbridge or medicine, teaching or midwifery. Thank you so much for all the hard work of the staff planning and leading the day, and special thanks to Mrs. Rigg for all her phenomenal logistical excellence in organising all the people to be in the right spaces at the right time. After Deep Learning Day, huge thanks to Mrs. Myers for bringing her Year 12 A-level chemists to an evening chemistry lecture at Birmingham University. A great insight into university level study of chemistry. On Wednesday, Year 10 and 12 sports students went to the Yonex Badminton Championships. They saw some very competitive doubles matches and gained an excellent understanding of the immense skills required to be successful at this sport. Yesterday was a magnificent celebration of World Book Day in school. It was a day of such laughter and fun, dressing up as our favourite book characters. Key Stage 3 loved having DEAL, which stands for Drop Everything and Listen. And they listened to The Mistletoe Bride by Kate Moss. Our reader leaders organised great activities in the library at lunchtime. And thanks for encouraging their daughters to participate in all the activities. And thank you so much to the staff for their ever positive engagement. If you hear any rumours that the head teacher was dressed as the Velveteen Rabbit, alas, they are absolutely true. I really do love the book by Marjorie Williams, as it explores how love makes you real. And so on to forthcoming events. This is not a pleasant update, but I think it's always well for you to be aware. You may have seen the School Wars social media campaign on TikTok, where schools are identified in red and blue groups to fight against each other. It is potentially very serious because pupils are encouraged to turn up with weapons to an allocated place in Birmingham and actually across the country to fight. And the fights are then filmed, with students getting more points for the greater injuries that they cause. Unfortunately, this TikTok trend is already happening in Birmingham and has closed a number of schools. We assume that our girls are far too intelligent and well-behaved to be involved in such nonsense, but it is worth having a conversation with your daughter about staying away from any gatherings linked to this red and blue school wars, because it has the potential to be extremely dangerous. And we know that pupils in the city have already been seriously injured. I'm sure you also look at your daughter's mobile phone, but I would very much encourage you to look out for the red and blue school wars references. And if you're worried about anything, please get in touch with your daughter's head of year or our pastoral administrator, Miss Pellow. Hopefully this is a trend and a fad that will pass very quickly, but it is always best to be aware. And now on to something a little bit more uplifting. During Lent, we always raise funds for Father Hudson's. And our head girl team, including our head girl Samuela, who is a Father Hudson's ambassador, are now going to give you an update on our fundraising activities.
Hey everyone, it's Samuela and I'm joined with Shayla.
Hi.
And Anashe.
Hi.
And so far, as a school, we've been doing a ton of fundraising for our year of charity at St. Paul's and made a fantastic effort raising money for our school charity. In particular, this term we'll be focusing on Father Hudson's Caritas, who do a lot of work with Birmingham to help a variety of people in need. They're driven by faith and goodwill to improve the lives of all people in our community in whatever way we can as good stewards.
On the 17th of March, we'll be having a dress down day for fundraising, so all bring a pound.
And in the future, we'll be planning a lot of fun activities, so look forward to the events and ideas that will come. And if you have any ideas yourself, please let us know.
We're looking forward to the time ahead and your contributions.
Thank you!
Thank you very much to our wonderful head girl team. Miss Mullen would be very grateful of any donations of unwanted clothing or accessories, such as shirts, dresses, trousers, denim, scarves, ties, belts, hats, or other fabric-based accessories for the next module of Year 9 Textiles after Easter. If you could be generous enough to send in any items with your daughter, that would be very much appreciated. And now, Mr. Liddell is going to give an update on how to access clubs over the Easter holidays.
Hello, Mrs. Liddell here. Just jumping on quickly to let you know that if you would like your child to attend one of the Bring It on Brum Easter holiday clubs, booking is open from Monday, the 9th of March. To book, you will need to get a Bring It on Brum code from school. So please get in touch with school if you would like a code, and our finance department will share a code with you. Then you jump online at bringitonbrum.co.uk and click book now. Enter your location and it will bring you up a list of clubs and holiday activities that are available in your area if you are a recipient of free school meals. Hopefully that will help keep your children busy over the upcoming Easter holidays. Also, if you have a child in Year 11 and you are worried about the costs of the prom, as we know, prom can be a very expensive time. We are working with a charity called Madrina, which means godmother, and they provide brand new prom dresses for girls whose parents are in receipt of certain benefits or struggling with financial hardship. If you would like to be considered for a prom dress, please get in touch with me, Mrs. Liddell, at St. Paul's, and we can book a session for your daughter to go down to the Madrina warehouse and try on some dresses. And they are absolutely beautiful. Every year we have a number of girls who take advantage of this service and they look absolutely fantastic. Take care and I'll speak to you again before the Easter holidays.
Thank you very much for that update. And another reminder, if you wish your daughter to participate in Bring It on Brum, please do access that as soon as possible. And just to assure you that if you do access the prom dress charity, nobody knows. It's entirely confidential. The dresses are so beautiful. And as my grandmother would say, it's not the clothes, it's the hanger. And my goodness, don't we have some amazing hangers in year 11 and year 13. But please, please do not be concerned about contacting Mrs. Liddell about either of those two initiatives. And so on to the just one thing. And this week it's being led by Miss Mullen, our head of textiles. And she's sharing strategies on how you can support your daughter in this subject and also highlighting the Make, Do and Mend Club.
Hi, my name's Mrs. Mullen, and I was going to talk to you about a special workshop that we have running once a month at St. Paul's School for Girls. The workshop's called Make, Do and Mend, which involves stitching skills, stories, and focuses on sustainability. So once a month after school, our Make, Do and Mend workshop opens its doors to anyone really curious about textiles, repair, and the quiet power of, I guess, making things. It's a relaxed, hands-on space where students can slow down, learn different practical skills, and I guess reconnect with the clothes and textiles they already own. So each session focuses on simple, useful mending techniques. Think things like sewing on buttons, fixing hems, patching jeans, and creative visible mending. We also explore basic alterations and sometimes do smaller upcycling projects based on their year 9 work that they've done, showing how worn or forgotten items can be reimagined rather than throwing it away. So no experience is needed. Whether you've never picked up a needle or you already love stitching, there's room for everybody and can be at your own pace. But Make, Do and Mend is about more than technique. It's a conversation about sustainability, resourcefulness and care. As we sew, it's really lovely because we talk about fashion, talk about fast fashion, waste and how mending can be small but meaningful. Act of resistance and creativity. There's something really powerful about repairing an item with your own hands and giving it a second life. I do remember as a child going round to my grandma's house and sitting in front of an open fire and making my clothes more wearable, either by sewing on some beads or doing some embroidery or even just patching up a hole that may have come from playing around outside. So the atmosphere is very friendly and collaborative. We share tips, help each other out, and often bring along a piece with a story attached to it. Maybe a jumper from a sibling, a torn bag from a favourite trip. And then by the end of each session, everybody leaves not just with a repaired item, but with new skills and a fresh way of thinking about textiles. So Make, Do and Mend runs once a month after school. So there will be posters, there will be announcements made. It's offering a welcome pause and a busy schedule and a reminder that caring for what we have can be creative, social and deeply satisfying. So tell your daughters to keep their eyes peeled and to come and ask me for more information as to when this will be starting. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Mrs. Mullen. And the first Make, Do and Mend is on Monday. And we look forward to the girls having this wonderful opportunity to upcycle, to mend, and also to be involved in the designing of making old things new. And so on to our prayer. Sunday is International Women's Day, which celebrates the spiritual, social, economic, cultural, and leadership achievements of women. We are blessed with so many inspirational female saints who serve as role models for women around the world. For as Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, or Edith Stein, said, "The world doesn't need what women have. It needs what women are." Of course, we also have the inspirational strength and support of Mary, our Blessed Mother, who is the preeminent role model of faith, hope, and love. She is our Queen of Peace, and her influence is never more needed in these turbulent times. So for our prayer this week, I would like to share part of the Litany of Mary of Nazareth. A litany, originating from the Greek for prayer, is a rhythmic recitation of petition or praise that brings us a sense of peace and calm. The Litany of Mary of Nazareth was written recently by two Benedictine nuns and has been recommended at a course I was on this week by Bishop Tim Menzies, who, as we know, is superb. So just take a moment to close your eyes. Sit still and join in the prayer. Be our guide and then empower us. Mary, wellspring of peace, be our guide. Model of strength, be our guide. Model of gentleness, be our guide. Model of trust, be our guide. Model of patience, be our guide. Model of courage, be our guide. Model of openness, be our guide. Model of perseverance, be our guide. Woman of mercy, empower us. Woman of faith, empower us. Woman of wisdom and understanding, empower us. Woman centered in God, empower us. Participant in Christ's passion, empower us. Seeker of God's will, empower us. Witness of Christ's resurrection, empower us. Mary, Queen of Peace, we entrust our lives and our great girls to you. Guide us and empower us. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend in what will be the third week of Lent. We pray for a safe journey and visit for our sixth formers and staff going to Paris on Sunday morning. Thank you for all your help and support. We should be rightly proud of our great girls who embody, I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.